This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek, coming to you live from the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, PA, with our semi-annual American Equestrian Trade Association product review show. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 1st, episode 1350. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
I didn't know.
Well, it's your fault, so.
Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
And now, our perfectly unordinary host, Jamie Jennings.
Really? Just remember, my friend, that payback can happen.
And Glenn the Geek.
I'd have to get new tights. Well, hi, everybody. This is our 12th time here in Philadelphia at the ADA. We're going to call it ADA the rest of the day because the long name's too hard to say, at the ADA show. And we're looking forward to bringing you all kinds of fun new products and some people we met along the way. And my co-host today is not Jamie. She's still out in Phoenix. But I have Colleen here, who is an auditor of ours, a listener for a long time. And she has helped me out here before. She's also the product reviewer for Eventing Nation. Hey, Colleen.
Hey, Glenn. It's so great to be here.
We've had fun wandering around all weekend with Eventing Nation's Chinchilla. Chinch has been with us all weekend. Getting quite a reaction, too.
You know, I think people are actually more excited to see Chinch than they are to see me.
Or either one of us, actually.
He's way more famous than I am, Glenn.
Well, we've had a blast wandering around here all weekend. The weather actually warmed up. There's still a little bit of snow from the blizzard, but warmed up. We brought it from Florida, so you can thank me for that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate any warm weather we can get here.
I have a daily whinny too that I'm going to do today. Well, my daily whinny goes out to Hopper Expositions, Kent and Ginger. They've been more than kind to bring us in here and for us to be here for the last 6 years. This is our 12th one that we've done now, and that we have a huge booth this time. I mean, it's huge. If you go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page, you'll see a picture of it, and it's great. We're right up here at the front. We see everybody walking by, all our friends from all the different companies.
Yeah, you know, I think my first thought was, man, you've really gone big time now. Glenn, you got moved right up to the front. You've got a great spot, a big booth. You're really moving up.
I always had a good spot, though. I was always by the food, and everybody goes to the food at some point during the day, right?
I know I do.
Well, we have Kelly Hurd here with us. He's president of ADA, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about it. Now, Kelly, we've been doing this a long time, but we have new listeners. So for the new listeners, what is the American Equestrian Trade Association?
Well, it's for the betterment of the manufacturing for the retailer in the equestrian industry to help put on a wonderful show, but also give information and education to those who need some more information and education about the equestrian industry.
And now, so people become members, are they retailers or wholesalers or both?
You know, it's both. And then we also have sales reps that do it as well. But we are very open to anybody who wants to become a part of our association.
Even radio networks.
Even radio networks. And we expect that after this show. So, yes. But it's a wonderful organization. Our membership has grown. And the educational programs we have been fantastic this year.
And this is really the only wholesale retail show, what we call a wholesale show, in the United States for the English side.
Really, it's predominantly English, yes. But is it solely English? No. We have some Western folks here, and so we're very glad to have them and wish more would join us.
Yeah, I do. Well, I'm gonna spill the beans on Lorraine, by the way. We have to give her a shout out. Auditor Lorraine is here. She's doing Jennifer's job of wrangling guests because Jennifer will not come north anymore in the winter. So she's wrangling guests, and both of them were enjoying the Cowboys yesterday. I have to say, Colleen and Lorraine were enjoying the Cowboys, and I hope your boyfriend's not listening.
Hey, now, Glenn. I'm all about the products, Glenn.
Yeah. You were enjoying the cowboy hats, right? Yeah.
I have to give a shout out to my boyfriend, Andy, who's actually watching the horses for me this morning. So thank you very
much. Good move after I called you out there. That was pretty good. Well, so now, with your organization, are these shows the only thing that happens, or are there other things that happen all year long with ADA?
Well, we've got two main shows that happen, but continually through the year, we do social media. We're planning ahead to make things better for everybody. Naturally, we have feedback from our group. So all those things are a yearly process that move forward that culminate here at these shows.
And now you also, because the officers of ADA are also members that
we
get
elected in,
or do you, or no, is it the last man standing that gets?
Sometimes you think it's the last man standing, but actually we're elected in.
And now you're Kelly Heard Jewelry. Tell us about, let's give a plug to your company.
Well, we're in the manufacture of jewelry, of course. Our primarily market is sterling silver, but everything we make in sterling, we also make in gold. We sell to about 650 stores, but we have a great online site. So
what's that? What's the website?
www.kellyherdjewelry.com. So sometimes I'm Southern, that slurs out, but www.kellyherdjewelry.com.
If you had to pick, to give the listeners an idea, what's like your top seller? What do you sell the most of?
You know, we probably have about 300 SKUs, and of those, rings are prominently our best sellers.
Is it bits or, is there a certain
We have
ring?
Reinvented the horseshoe 1,000 times over, I believe. So. But we've done a good job doing it, so.
It is true. But. In jewelry, you see a horseshoe done about a million different ways,
yeah,
don't you? So that
we
and bits.
Do, yeah, that
Those
bits.
Two things.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, Kelly. And thank you for letting us come crash your party twice a year.
Always a pleasure to be here, Glenn. Thank
All right.
you.
We'll see you. Well, we're going to start off. We're going to be bringing a whole bunch of different guests to you today from all different from all different lines. And we have some new ones and some old friends as well that we have had on the show before. And they are bringing out new products all the time. So we're going to be highlighting some companies that you've heard from before here on the show, but have new products. And we have Joanna from JoJo Socks. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So it's so good to talk to you again. Now, JoJo Socks, I think all our listeners that have been listening a while know what you are because we've had you on a few times. But now you have a new line. Tell us about it.
Oh, we do. We're very excited about this. We have a new line of bags. It's called the Traveler. Been very well received, which, of course, is really exciting.
Yeah, it's always exciting when you make something new and somebody actually buys it.
And they actually buy it, and they like it. It's very, very scary, but very exciting. We have a waxed canvas trimmed in leather and then an all leather. And then I'll even be the... Let you be the first to know this. We're also, because it's been so well received, we're also going to bring out in the same style with the wax canvas. Luggage is coming.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Large
woo-hoo,
totes.
Woo-hoo.
Jennifer is giving me woohoos in my ear. So.
Oh, good. I'll put you down for $500.
Okay, good. Yeah, that'd be good. Now, I have to say, these bags, I don't know if you got a chance to look at them yesterday, but the canvas bags with the leather were really attractive.
That's been the favorite, and I love the associations people are making. I mean, people have said, oh, they kind of have like that Dewberry look, and I'm thinking, I'll definitely take that association.
I didn't think about that.
Or barber jackets. And fry boots. I'm thinking I would love to.
And
be
this is like large purse
it.
Size. You could put
yes.
a you could put a notebook or a notepad
oh,
in there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Made to carry. We say it's made to go anywhere and carry everything.
This is mom size.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or just anybody who has a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or horse people size. That if you really want to put your paddock boots in there because you're going to the barn
yeah,
later, you could.
Put those in there. Yeah, you're right. I would. You know, the other thing I like about it, they have colors. You have multiple
yes,
of colors
yes.
now. And the canvas ones look tough. Like, because of
oh,
canvas,
it's tough.
you're not gonna beat this thing.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm half German. My mother was from Germany. And we were always told if Germans make it, it's going to be made well. Very well.
Very well.
So, yes. So that, and in fact, we've given them German names. So they
oh,
are
nice.
Made for durability, like our socks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, speaking of the socks, I have to say that, you know, we've watched you grow up, literally, from the first time you were here.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
That was 6.5 years ago. We're in our seventh year.
So we were here. We started 6 years ago. I think
yes.
we were both about the same time.
I think so.
And I think we had you on way back when,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
But to see you guys grow from a tiny little sock company making a dozen SKUs
oh, yeah.
to where you are now. It's been incredible.
It's been a fun ride. Yeah. I tell people now, you know, if you're going to start something, just go ahead and start ugly like we did because The first socks, people still have them, and I'm thinking, oh, please don't
please throw
show
them
that.
Yeah,
please
ones.
Throw
I'll
those
give you
out.
New ones. Here,
yeah.
Take them.
Yeah, we had white, black, blue, and pink with a big horseshoe with JoJo underneath. That's really not our style now. No, no, no.
Our first episodes of our shows either.
It's, oh, it's that like makes your me ugly feel
socks.
Good.
No, it's like your ugly socks.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn,
start ugly. You know,
Jennifer has something here.
I don't have any of those ones. All of mine are like pink with like
good
chevron patterns.
Oh yeah.
Remember, we saw her socks in Solvang.
Count the number of pairs that I have.
Right. Oh,
we
wonderful.
Were out in Solvang, California, at Monty Roberts' farm, and we saw your socks in a store in Solvang.
Wonderful. Yeah,
yeah, so
we're in
just it wasn't a tax store, I don't think. It was
no.
Just, yeah. So you've branched out.
We have. We're in over 800 stores now across the U.S. and Canada, and we also sell to boutiques.
How many different... SKUs do you have of socks now?
Much to my husband's chagrin, we have over 50 SKUs now of socks, and we started with 4.
Wow. Well, if you were going to give a piece of advice to somebody who wants to start their own business, and I'm sure there's people in our audience that would love to do something horsey in the mm-hmm. horse world, what would you tell them that you've learned along the way here? Because you really did start from scratch.
Oh, I did. I started with no business loan. I got... $1,000 worth of socks on a 30-day note. And
so you really borrowed to start.
Oh, I borrowed to start because we'd been hit by the recession in my husband's business, so I had to start. And
that took guts.
It took guts, but necessity's the mother of invention and courage, right? I would say just go ahead and start. I have a magnet that says dream big and chase hard. And a lot of people dream big. They are hesitant to begin the chase. I literally got the socks, loaded the trunk of my car, and hit the road.
You know, you hear about a lot of success stories of mega big companies now that's how they started, really in the trunk of their car.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so. Just called on stores. And I was scared to death. I'd never done this. And now, you know, you make friends like you. And I find that the majority of the people are nice to new companies.
And you started in a crowded market. There's a lot of socks in the world.
Oh, I know. If that had put me off, I wouldn't have started. But, you know, there are plenty of feet out there. You are going
plenty
to have...
feet, I like that.
Everybody's got feet.
Everybody's got like two, right?
Yeah.
You know, in fact, two. And socks get lost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you can't let competition scare you. I mean, I'm speaking to myself right now as I'm saying that. But
because you are branching out. I mean, you have been socks. So now you're getting into bags, which is a whole different market.
Right.
And so you're really, every time you introduce a new line as a company, I don't think people realize that, you're really starting over. Or you're at the beginning
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. We are, because it's going to cater to a different set of people. It's a much higher priced item. But you just have to do it and not be afraid to make mistakes. Oh, I could write a book.
What's been the hardest thing, you'd say, over the years of being a female entrepreneur in this business?
The hardest thing for me, and being a female, I guess, in a female market, to me has been an advantage because we sell mainly to women's boutiques. And right. I have to tell my husband, no, let me call on this account. You stay in the car with your, you know, casually dressed self. But I would say the hardest thing is keeping that balance with a positive cash flow and a deep enough inventory.
I can see that. And when we were even in retail, that was the problem that we had is constantly you want to make sure you're doing the turns. You're turning 2 or 3 times a year, all the inventory. You don't have stale inventory, they call it.
Right.
And that's the hardest part is making sure you have enough cash in those times, in the ups and down times. That's always been the hardest part.
It's a dance and it constantly changes. In fact, this year kind of made me feel like we'd hit a mark because by Christmas time, the couple of weeks before Christmas, our shelves were almost empty and we had product ready to come in for this show.
Right. There you go. There you go. Well, where can people find? Are the bags on the website yet?
Not yet because we're just pre-selling the samples.
Okay.
But they can email me to pre-order because we're getting such a big response from people. But they'll be here in 60 to 90 days.
Okay. So we're on the cutting edge here. We're bringing
cutting
you stuff
edge,
that's
going to
be coming out. And they'll be at jojosocks.com?
Yes. And it's be sure you put an X on that socks, JOJOSOX.com.
And do you sell directly?
We do. We do. We primarily like to promote our stores, but we welcome, you know, everybody's got a website and you do have to have a shopping cart.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Take
care.
Having me. You too.
JoJo Socks. Well, we're going to have her on a little bit later, but for the second time in my life, I am actually in breeches. And I got to tell you that I still look terrible in breeches. These breeches are nice. They're very comfortable, by the way. I'm wearing them right now. We posted a picture on Facebook, if you want to go look at it, of Colleen and I in our Fitz breeches. Thanks to the Fitz for making me. They're the one company that's made me do this twice.
Do your breeches have the little funny patches on the butt?
Glenn, you've just got to put on a pair of breeches every now and again.
Yeah, as a carriage driver, we don't wear them too often.
I was really excited to pull on a pair this morning.
Well, we have our next guest coming up here, and we change gears a little bit. We have Tara, right?
Yes.
Tara from Horseware.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about two different things today. I was over at the Horseware booth, and they cornered me and said, because they know I'm a geek. I'm Glenn the Geek, right? So they know I'm a geek, and you guys have an app coming out. Tell us about that.
We do. It's called HorsePal, and it's actually in the first of 5 stages. So it's really just getting launched at this point. We'll be letting people know when it will be out. It'll be the next few months that it will be available. And really what it's going to start by doing is monitoring the outside conditions. So the weather versus, you know, temperature and humidity for your horse, so you know how to properly blanket your horse. So there's going to be a sensor that eventually will be able to go in the blanket and measure the temperature and humidity. And then actually during these advanced stages, as we move along, you'll actually be able to measure heart rate, respiration, things like that. So it's going to take a little time to launch everything, but we're very excited about this technology.
I saw a sample of it yesterday on a phone. And
yes.
One of the things I thought was cool is because it does read the temperature of where your horse is. It'll tell you exactly then, and you put in some information about your horse, whether your horse is clipped or whether your horse is
easy keeper,
yeah, right. That kind of thing. So you're putting in information. You can put more than one horse in too, right?
Yes. Yes, multiple horses.
So you pick which horse it is, it reads the sensor, and that horse's blanket here eventually is the goal. Reads the sensor in that horse's blanket, and then it tells you, put on a medium, put on a light, put on a heavy.
Correct.
So as the day warms up, you can go in and say, okay, I got to change the blanket out and just put a sheet on.
Exactly. And then when in the advanced stages with that respiration and heart monitor, it'll be really nice so you know if there's an issue with your horse, you know, if there's a colic situation, things like that. So we really look forward to that coming out.
That's really interesting. Is that if you would have a case where the horse's heart rate is elevated or anything, is there a way that the app would alert you to that?
Absolutely. I mean, you will have, there's going to be some sensors that will feed to the app and alert you.
So we're talking really high tech here.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It's going to take some time, but it will be great.
I'm just excited about the beginning stage because I'm somebody who always stands there and I'm like torn between, okay, what blanket do I put on? I'm not sure. I don't want my horse to be warm.
Everybody's doing that.
I want to be warm enough.
Because if you're cold, you think that they are cold.
Oh, yeah.
But I really liked also that you put that they were clipped or not clipped or, you know, because that makes a big difference too.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I saw it. I played with both. I played with the clipped and not clipped, and one had it have a heavy on, and the one had a light on, and that was at 25 degrees, so it was or medium rather.
Yes.
So it worked just like you think it should.
Absolutely.
Now there was another company that had a blanketing app, but it didn't tie into the weather where your horse is, which is I think the key to that.
Right. That is the key, and it will. You know, it's going to be very helpful because especially when you have people who are traveling, if you're going down to Florida in the wintertime,
like
you're
right
going to
now,
need to check.
You could see on the app that your horse's blanket need change. You could call your boyfriend and say, change the blanket.
Well, I probably wouldn't call and say, change the blanket. I'd call and say, can you please change the blanket?
They're not married yet. that'll change. Geez, I hope he doesn't listen to this show.
I believe he is, Glenn.
There you go. Hi.
I love it.
So now you had so that app isn't out yet, but will be shortly.
Absolutely. And we will let everyone know. We'll
post
push
it on your Facebook
media.
Page.
Absolutely.
It's just Horseware, right?
Yes.
Horseware US, or is it?
No, it will be global.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good.
Did you say the first version is getting ready to come out then, or it already is
So
out,
in a few months, the next few months, we will have the first phase out.
Okay.
So, and that will be, primarily it will be the app. Sensor will follow after that. Haven't worked out the timing on that yet. And then I believe in the future, you'll be able to purchase rugs or blankets that have the sensor built in there. So you'll have that option.
Yeah. I was wondering how the sensor would work then. Is it just you can put it right inside the blanket?
We haven't gotten all the details as far as how that will, but I'm sure there will be a pocket or, you know, some form of way to hold it in there. And then, like I said, there'll be blankets that they could purchase that have the sensor already built in, so they don't need to worry about putting it in themselves and losing it, that type of thing.
Well, that's very exciting.
Absolutely.
Now, there was another product that I just wanted to put on myself yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So tell us about that.
So that is Sports Vibe, and that is our massage therapy sheet or rug, as we call it. It is a sheet that's actually our Helix sheet, which is a moisture management sheet that we already have. But what we did is we went ahead and sewed sleeves into the sheet underneath, and we have massage panels, which I have here, that we slide into the sheet. They lay flat against the horse's back. You can put four placements. So you could do neck, shoulders, back, and hindquarters. And there's a battery pack that also fits in with wires that attach to the panels, okay, that is rechargeable. And there are two settings on the panels. The first setting is a 10-minute setting. It's the least intense. It's intermittent. Some people use it to get the horse used to it because there is a little bit of noise, but just to get them used to that feeling. But it does have therapeutic benefits. It will relax them a bit. And then your second setting is a 20-minute setting, and that is your full-blown therapy setting.
I don't know if you felt... Can you turn it
on?
Sure,
I can.
I'm
sure we can.
I didn't get a chance to see this.
And it's just one button you press, basically, to get it turned. Oh, that's nice. We're on vibrating now. We're on intermittent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you can imagine that on your horses. It's about a size a little bigger than a ruler.
Right.
And these are hard that actually slide into the slots, and you can move them around the blanket to the different slots, which is what I really like.
You can. So targeting neck, shoulders, back, hindquarters. And what this does...
You could fall asleep in about 3 minutes.
I've used it on myself. It's wonderful. But you're relaxing the muscles, so you're going to make them more elastic, preventing injury, which we all need to do. We want to make those muscles loose and able to work more efficiently.
Here, I don't know if you can hear it. I'll put it up to the
mic.
So microphone.
You would recommend even use before
Absolutely.
You ride, and, as well as after you ride
Absolutely.
As well.
Okay. There are many people who use it prior to
I can see
riding.
It. And actually, the sheet can be used as a cool-down sheet.
Absolutely.
So you just put the sheet on and then have this on right after you ride, and your horse is going to be relaxed in 2 seconds.
Exactly. They will. They do. They yawn. They fall asleep. It's great.
Oh,
they're very
neat.
Relaxed, and
now,
they're happy.
Now, this is available now?
This is available
Sports
now.
Sports Vibe, and you have a website, Sports with a Z.
Exactly.
Sports Vibe.
Right.
And sportsvibe.com, and it's available for dogs too.
We do have it for dogs. So the dog sheet, and we have it in all different sizes. So I believe we start at double extra small to triple extra large. So even those big dogs can have it. And in the dog rug, what we do is we have two panels that go on either side of the spine. Mm-hmm. So they fit really nicely, and that will massage the muscles in their back all the way back to their hindquarters as well. So any of your dogs that may be having hip issues, back issues, working dogs, dogs that play really hard, it's really great for them as well.
My greyhound would just love this.
See?
No question about it. Would just love this. Well, this is really cool. And so this is available now. So what's the retail on the sheet?
So the retail for the sheet with four panels, with your rechargeable battery, your wiring, as well as a backpack that everything fits in, is $5.99.
Okay.
And that it's available.
So it comes with four panels.
Four panels will come in the sheet, and they can purchase additional panels.
Okay. So if you wanted to not fuss with moving the panels around, you could just fill all the holes
sure.
and not worry about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. It is available. You can get extra battery packs, extra wiring.
And is it available at tax shops now, or
Absolutely.
Do they have to order it online? Or
they could do online or check their local tax shop.
Okay, cool. And it's called Sports Vibe, and it's sports with a Z of vibe.com.
That is correct.
Cool. Thank you, Tara, for stopping by.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank
of course,
you.
It's Horseware. What's the Horseware website?
www.horseware.com.
Horseware.com.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, take care. Well, we're going to take a break for our title sponsor, and then we have much more coming up here, a lot more fun stuff from the American Equestrian Trade Association in Philadelphia with my friend Colleen co-hosting today. So we'll be right back. Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Well, we're back here at the Ada show, and Colleen's saying I have to stop trying to get her in trouble with her boyfriend. That seems
you got to get me in the doghouse, Glenn.
we are joined next by some people that we know and love, and we also saw last night that they won the best small booth award here at the show. Now you guys need to come in about 2 inches from the 2 inches from the microphone. So who do we have here? We have Mara, right?
Mara.
Yes. We have Susie and
Joanne.
Okay, so you two can you talk on the mics there.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For having us.
It's A Little Pet Vet is the company, and A Little Pet Vet's been one of our favorites for a couple of years now because you guys have the cutest darn booths, and this booth topped them all.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I was walking by my first day here, and it was just, you know, first thing in the morning, and I stopped, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this booth. Like, you guys just went in such detail. You had the nice floor. You look like you feel like you're in, like, a little, like, market tent, and you come in, and there's just, you know, the nice little chairs, and you've got your care. Like, it just, I felt like I was coming into, like, a natural kind of
very homey
little shop. Yeah. And I loved even how you had the treats and, like, a big barrel, and you were scooping them out and putting them in, like, little produce bags for sample. The whole thing was just very cute.
Thanks. We appreciate that.
Well, now tell us about I'm going to talk about the first product we're going to talk about today because I've been using it since you came out with it. I think I have one of the ones that came off the line first because you gave me one. How many years ago was that?
The original.
5 years ago.
All right. What we're talking about is the Illuminated Hoof Pick. And longtime listeners of the show are going to know that that I loved this product because it was kind of techie. And I just loved that it had a little light on it for when you're front. And it also was one tough hoof pick. I am still using that one 5.5 years later on Scooter, my pony.
Terrific.
It's Scooter approved. And one of the things you bragged about, forget the light for a moment. One of the things you bragged about, because it's still main function is a hoof pick, right?
Correct.
So one of the things you bragged about was the little picky thing was strong and would never bend. And you know, you buy those cheapy ones for $3 at the tack shop that have the little brush on them and they bend in about 2 weeks.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. They're made out of aluminum, I think, or
yes,
something.
They are. Yeah. Yes.
This one, 5 years later, has not bent at all. Not at all. And I'm still using it. I mean, now the light has died 5 years later. But one of the things that will happen back then, because it was your original right off the line, and you revised it, and the reason we're having you back on is this is the new improved illuminated hoof pick, and you can change the batteries out now with one screw, not 25, which is what
Correct.
The old one
yes,
was.
Yes, yes.
Which is why I never changed the battery, because it was like 25 screws.
Exactly.
But this one now, there's one screw.
One screw. Here you go.
All right. I got a drill here. I got an illuminated hoof pick.
I like that you grabbed the pink one, by the way, Glenn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm wearing breeches. What are you wearing? Oh, wrong direction. I'm going to switch it here. So I'm going to unscrew it right here. You're going to hear the drill going.
Should we trust more. Him with power tools?
He's doing a good job.
I haven't drilled my hand yet. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow.
That was easy.
Two AAA batteries.
Two AAA batteries. You could use rechargeable.
You can use rechargeable,
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's a great idea.
So two rechargeable AAA batteries. How long will they last using the... Well, it depends how much you use the light. You had them on all day over
brand
there,
you
right?
buy, too.
Yeah, it depends on how good the batteries
yeah.
are.
Yeah. And the LED light, actually, I mean, it is not going to burn out. The LED light is not going to burn out. It's the batteries you will have to change.
Okay. Yeah, and it's just been a brilliant idea for years. Now you come in colors, right?
Two colors.
Two colors.
Pink and blue.
And I got two more because mine had you know, the light had gone. So now I'm back in business again.
Good, good. Actually, your batteries probably had gone.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The batteries went is what happened. Yeah. And as I said, I was too lazy to take them. So well, I'm just being honest here.
Now you have no excuse, Glenn. You've got one screw to take out and put back in to replace the batteries. Oh,
done.
So no excuses.
Done. Replaced. And I got Jennifer a pink one.
Nice.
So there you go, Jennifer. I got you one. Scooter's getting the blue one. Beaker's getting the pink one.
We'll see about that.
Your guy horse will love it. And the brush on the end hasn't worn out either.
Yes. Yes. It was important to us that the brush and the pick were strong. Not only is the LED light good, so we could keep using it.
And the other cool thing about it, and this is important when you use toothpicks a lot, right? I mean, it's the little things for us horse people. We were talking about that yesterday at the show.
That's true.
It is the little things that drive us crazy or make us happy, right?
Correct.
And it fits my hand.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So many of them, it has some structure to it. And even smaller hands, it's okay with, but it fits my hand. A lot of the hoof picks are so narrow and so thin, they're hard to hold.
True.
You know?
Very true.
And, picking feet's a pain anyway, so you don't want it to be a hard job, right? Yes. You don't want to make it as easy as possible.
It's got a great easy grip handle on it, too.
Yeah.
Nice easy grip. That was one of the improvements, was the easy grip handle. Now, you know, we went from 7 screws to 1 screw, and the pick, like Glenn was talking about, is 100% stainless steel, so you won't have a problem with that.
No, it hasn't been at all.
We have never had one person contact us for it breaking, bending, anything like that.
How much does it run? Retail?
$13.95.
Okay, so you might say that's more than the $3 one, but I've had mine for 5 years.
Exactly.
Okay, so
exactly.
So and nobody else has a light, so you can actually see inside.
Well, that's pretty actually cool. Have 2 patents on it.
Well, nice. Good for US you guys. Uh-huh. I'm glad to see you're here after all these years.
Oh, thank you.
With the cutest booth ever.
Thank you.
And there's another product that that a little pet vet has too.
Okay, hi.
So tell us.
All right, well, we have a human-grade, all-natural horse treat made with only 6 ingredients.
Enjoy yums.
Enjoy yums.
And they're cute little hearts, too.
Yes. Scooter approved also.
Well, and my husband, being a veterinarian, wanted to make sure that his clients and friends had a healthy and safe horse treat, dog treat.
I didn't know
treat.
The vet story. I didn't know
oh,
he was a vet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. For over 42 years. He's now retired. So he actually helps us bag and pack and deliver. So
he's not retired.
Well, you know, but can't let
he's
him.
He's now slave labor.
Exactly. I can't let him sit around the
underpaid slave labor. That's what us horse husbands do.
There you go. So, you know, with us having a small menagerie at our farm, I mean, it was so difficult to carry 6 different treats around. So we wanted to make something that was safe and healthy for every animal on our farm. So we only use 6 ingredients that you actually eat yourself. They're only sweetened with fruits and vegetables. We use no preservatives, no artificial anything. So it's just healthy, wholesome, and safe. So, and they smell great. You want to smell?
Yeah. If Jennifer was here, she'd be taste testing them, but I'm not that brave.
The children at the trade show have been eating them all weekend.
I'm not that brave. You taste test them.
That's the mint.
Yeah, you taste test one. You're the rookie here.
You like it. What kind
is? She's the rookie host.
That's the carrot.
Oh, okay. We're going to taste test them here. We're enjoying our enjoy yum.
Go ahead, go.
Okay, it tastes like a little bit like a gingerbread cookie.
Yeah.
It kind of does, actually.
Yeah. And that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's mint.
And Colleen doesn't like anything.
Yeah,
she's the opposite of Mike.
No. Okay.
So I also have
a nice little cookie.
What time of year is it? It's Girl Scout cookie time.
Oh,
so
yeah,
just
yeah.
Take a whiff of these.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Oh, they do smell like cookies.
Yeah. Don't they smell like Thin Mints?
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to peppermint hot chocolate,
exactly.
Too.
So.
I might as well try this one, too.
Yeah. What the heck?
Go ahead.
You're being brave here, Colleen.
I'm guessing there's less calories than in a Thin Mint.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can just get the aroma.
A little more fiber, too.
A little more fiber, yeah.
There you go.
It's important for humans, too, you know.
Absolutely. And our treats are made with rice bran as the main ingredient because of such healthy benefits for their coats and their skins and their eyes. Because we're veterinarians, we took an oath to take care of your
animals.
See,
I'm gluten-free. That's perfect.
Oh, me, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
So they're for you, too, Glenn.
Yeah.
There you go. No sugar. We don't use any sugar. They're only sweetened with fruits and vegetables. So, you know.
You don't even use molasses, right?
We do in the apple because that was our original flavor, but it's fourth on our ingredient list. Okay?
Okay, so it's way down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the one nice thing about these, some treats are too big.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So what, and you can even break these in half.
Correct.
But, and then you have two little treats.
Correct.
For when you're doing clicker training or treat training,
yep.
you don't want the big ones. You want smaller treats that actually, one, fit in a little pouch on your belt.
Correct.
And then also you can break in half and have smaller.
Correct.
Because you don't
no
want
no messy pockets with
That's
ours.
That's true. Yeah.
No messy pockets. No sticky pockets.
No sticky. Well, this is great. I think they're terrific. I'm going to be stopping by to get Scooter some, okay?
Yeah, thank
they're,
you.
They're also safe for any animal in your farm.
Oh, Susie, my dog loves horse treats.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that some horse treats actually have raisins inside of them. And some of us all bring our dogs to the barn.
Yeah,
well,
my dog eats
raisins
all the horse
are very toxic to dogs.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, we're veterinarians, so we have to tell you these
raisins
things.
Raisins are toxic to dogs? I didn't know
and
that.
And then there's also
there's
an ingredient.
There's our helpful hint of the day right
well,
there.
I have another one for you, too. There's also a mold inhibitor in a lot of the treats. It's called copper sulfate. Highly toxic to sheep and goats. But ours have none. I mean, they only have 6 ingredients you actually eat yourself, so they're safe. Sheep love them. Llamas love them. My parrot loves them. The pigs love them. I mean,
Glenn loves them.
Glenn. Yeah,
gluten-free.
So, you know, pick up a bag. I mean, they're available at Dover, Smart Pack, Schneider.
No, most tax shops have
most tax
them.
Shops.
Or ask your tax shop.
Yeah,
I've seen
or
them.
Ask your tax
at
shop.
At our local ones in Ocala have them.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, very good. Thank you, ladies. A little petvet.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Littlepetvet.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On winning the Booth Award.
Thanks.
Good job. And actually, this year, Weatherbeta won the large Booth Award.
They did.
Yeah. They had mixed things, changed things up a little bit, and their booth looked really good.
It looked great.
Yeah.
I felt like when you walked around, you were walking around kind of a little tack store. They had all the different sections with their different products. It was really nicely done. Glenn.
They do a press event with every Sunday morning that we were able to attend yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. So we got over there and hung out with them for about an hour and saw the new product lines. We're going to have Michelle from Weatherbeta, who's the president of Weatherbeta, on to end the show today.
I was really excited to see some of the new products that are getting ready to come out.
Well, yeah, you get to test them all.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. I get so into the details. See, I'm a product geek.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You do product testing for Eventing Nation.
I do, yes.
And you write, you're an excellent writer. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, so they're really well-written articles. But give everybody your statistics. You've done a lot.
Oh, gosh. It was funny because I don't ever really think I went back and looked too much. But before the show, my sister Lorraine helped me go back and look. And do you realize I've actually done over 150 product reviews with over 70 companies at this point?
What do you do with all the stuff after?
You know, some of it I just keep using because it's great. And, you know, there's been just so much of it that you have to donate.
You said, you've done, what, 20 pairs of breeches? I mean...
I've done 13 different brands of britches at this point.
Whoa.
And there's actually going to be a couple more that are getting added to that list in the near future, you know, after the show here this weekend. But yeah, there's you go through and there's so many things, and it's I absolutely love having the chance to just try everything and get an idea of what works and what doesn't for me. And I like to share that experience so that hopefully other readers can find out, you know, maybe make comparisons between, you know, me and them or my horse and their horse and see might what work for them. But there's so many things that you have to donate things. I mean, it's and hopefully they, you know, they go and they're used for something good, because I certainly can't use all of those britches, Glenn.
Well, you do a great job, too. You can tell that you have truly tested the product before you'll write a review about it.
Absolutely.
A lot of products, you go, I'm not sure they ever wore it or they ever used it, you know? But in your case, you can tell.
You use it, and then when you're done, you use it some more.
There you go. Well, good job. You can find all of her reviews. How do they find them? If they want to go see, you know, a list of them on Eventing Nation, what do they do?
You can go to www.eventingnation.com. If you scroll most of the way down the page, there are 3 thumbnails which show our most recent 3 product reviews that have gone up. But also at the top section of the page, you can click on a link for product reviews. And you can list and see all of the product reviews that we've done on the site. If you go to one in particular that's written by me and you click on my name, you can just get directly to my writer's page and just scroll down and see everything that I've written as well.
Okay, very good. And I know you had quite a successful weekend here this weekend, so you're going to be reviewing a whole bunch more stuff.
Let's just say I'm going to be busy for a while, Glenn.
You better be riding
a
lot.
Very excited about it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let's bring Lida over. Come on over. Have a seat. Lida is the one responsible for embarrassing me again this year. So Fitz riding, it was the only times I have ever worn breeches in my life were Fitz with the previous owners and now you guys. And I got to tell you, I look terrible in them because I think I just look terrible in breeches. But they feel good. I mean, they've been very comfy. I've been wearing them the whole show.
They feel good. They feel fantastic.
Yeah, they did. Well, I don't wear breeches much, but they feel good. I mean, they're comfortable and, you know, they fit well. They're really snug on the knees, which is what you want. So, you know, and that's cool. I've been sticking to the seat also. So this is a new men's line. Last time I had to wear the ladies and this is a little less embarrassing than that time.
Well, in August, we launched our first unisex bridge, which is the full seat that Colleen is currently sitting in right now. It's called the Jordan.
They look really good on her.
Yeah, they do. They're great. They come in black and a nice color called hickory, and they'll fit a man or a woman. They've got a zip front and a traditional pocket, but the full seat that Fitz is known for and everybody loves. And now this January here at the show, we're launching our first three men's products, and one of them is the breech that you're wearing, Glenn, and we're calling that the Hudson. It's a four-way stretch woven. The fabric is woven here in the United States. The breech is constructed in the United States, so it's an American-made product start to finish, which we're super proud of. It comes in black and a nice show color, a tan that we're calling walnut. It has our Tech Tread technology with the shoe tread design, but just the knee patch version for the men. It has extra deep front pockets.
I put my phone in and I have a Note 4, which is huge.
Yeah.
And it fit in there.
Yeah, we recognize men actually want to use their pockets maybe a little more
keys,
than a woman.
Phone, yeah, whatever.
Not that we don't like pockets, but men like to seem to load them
but
up
you know
a little
what?
More.
I have noticed, though, a trend here. If we're going to see a trend at this show, which we always try and find, is pockets in women's breeches. Are becoming a thing now.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about that because I'm always looking for a place to like stow my lip gloss and my phone. Yep. Those are the two things, lip gloss and phone.
These also have back pockets snaps.
They're
which is
real
important.
Functioning back pockets. So you want to stick your wallet back there?
I did. I put my wallet in and it fit, and then I was still able to snap it. And the other thing I like is some of the snaps you get on pants are wimpy, you know, and they just don't, they really are. They're wimpy. These are not wimpy snaps.
Well, these are men's breeches.
That's
they
right.
They can't be wimpy.
We try to put quality trims and fabric.
By the way, Brian, who's also from Fitz, looks very good in his because he's much skinnier than me. So, see, the skinny guys look good in those. Now, that's a different one than I have that he's wearing in the men's, right? Or is it the same one?
That's the same breech.
Okay. Got it.
But the really cool thing we did with our new men's breech are the adjustable tabs, which we got the idea from Tux Pants. So, Glenn, I think you're...
I used them today,
actually.
And you know what? I'm happy to say that I have the 34-36, and the little tab with the buttons on the side, you can make it go from a 34 to 36 by pulling the little elastic thing.
Explain those tabs.
Oh, good for you. You can even just do one side if you are somewhere between those two sizes, and they don't bunch when they're on the second smaller hole.
No,
they
fit
really nicely, and they pull tight, and all that's hidden by a belt. So if you're going to be competing or even hacking around, most people are wearing a belt with their breeches anyway.
Do you know what I noticed, though, with the guys that I see, especially the eventers, a lot of them don't wear belts.
Interesting.
That I've seen. When they're out bumming around and stuff, they don't wear belts. I was surprised at that.
I'm trying to think now that you've made that comment. I'm like, do I remember if I noticed belts or no belts? I don't think I noticed.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
I don't notice either.
She noticed the Cowboys here yesterday. She doesn't know the inventors. Well, these are very cool. Now, what would the price point be on the men's retail?
Retail, they are $255. We noticed that there wasn't really a big middle ground in men's breech price, so we were trying to hit that middle sector.
Yeah, they're either $400 or you can get really cheapy ones. Then yeah, so you're kind of in the middle. And there's just not a lot of choices in men's breeches anyway. I
mean, there's not. People have been really excited about them this weekend. We've got our male mannequin standing on the corner and they're like, oh my gosh, Fitz has men's stuff now, because have our new base layer on the mannequin that's a men's product as well as, and the new Hudson breech, and they stop and they look and they're like, are these yours or whose are? Yeah, they're Fitz.
It's exciting. I think it's really exciting for you guys. I'm excited too to be in the Jordans. I know that was something new for you last time that we talked about. And I'm actually going to be reviewing the Jordan breeches, which I'm very, very excited about, because they fit me absolutely fabulously. And, you know, I've been a fan of Fitz for a while now. I've ridden in, if you look back, I've ridden in different pairs. I really like the all-season compression fabric.
It really is. It's a great fabric. Another fabric that's made here in the States, another breech start to finish, American made. So
you throw that together with the perforated deer skin and you've got a nice grip, you've got a nice fabric. So I'm really, really excited to be able to write about these.
Yeah, well, we found that there were people wanted our full seat, our original with the deer skin with the zip front. So we're like, well, if there's a need for it, we're going to do it.
You've added colors to the line too.
We have.
Oh, yes.
When did you guys buy the company?
May of 2015.
So a year.
Less than a year.
Yeah, less than a year. Yeah. And you've come a long way. You've added colors. I love the blue breeches that you're wearing
right now.
They're really cool.
Our
new winter breech. And we added the little belt loops with the reflective dots on them. And
the stitching's cool on them.
Yeah.
I really like the stitching.
It's a little bit of a contrast. So it's a little different pop.
Once again, they look good on her. You know,
who doesn't need some bright colors in winter?
That's right.
Yeah. You got to brighten things up.
That's
especially
right.
When you live in Pennsylvania.
Well, on a sea of black and brown winter breeches.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little color. Never hurt anybody, right?
You guys, I want to congratulate you. You've done a good job with the company.
Thank you.
And, you know, Fitz had a good name coming into it, and you guys have just made it better. So
thank you so much.
So good on you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Give everybody the website.
Horses in the morning.
No. Your website.
Our website. Oh, fitzriding.com.
Thank you for the plug.
I was like, your website. Shouldn't they know it? They're on it.
fitzriding.com.
And are the men's on there yet? They are not going to be on the website until August.
So that's when they're coming out?
They're going to be a fall product. They'll start shipping out to local tack shops in August.
Okay, good.
So
well,
everybody should ask
first
for them,
on horsesinthemorning.com. You're hearing it here first. Well, thank you, Lida.
Thank you for having me.
Actually, our booth is set up directly across from there, so we've been visiting all weekend.
Yep.
It's been fun. Wow. Good on you guys.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well, we remind everybody, we're coming to you from the American Equestrian Trade Association in Philadelphia, and Fitz is the only company that's ever been able to twice to get me in breeches. But these are much more comfortable than the women's were.
Who knows? Maybe they're just going to convert you and you're going to want to wear breeches.
No, that's not happening.
Oh, come on. You know, these are so
comfortable. There's a reason I drive carriages.
These are so comfortable. I really don't want to take them off.
You look good in those.
I could wear them around the show all day.
Yeah, and they're very attractive.
Very comfortable.
Yep. Well, Jennifer wanted to know, because see, the last time I kept the ones I tried on, and then Jennifer got to keep them. And so she's still wearing her Fitz breeches. And she asked if I get to keep these, and I'm handing these back, because these are a prototype, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So that was Fitz. We're going to hear from one of our terrific sponsors, because there's a lot of retailers here, too, and we're going to hear from one of them later in the show. But we have a terrific sponsor that's been with us for 8 years now, and that's Equestrian Collections. And then we have a song for you, too. We're going to do a little Settle Down Cinderella by Patty Hill, and we're coming back with more terrific fun products here at ADA in Philadelphia.
When you need to resupply, replace, update, or invest in the stuff that makes your horse life possible, stop by EquestrianCollection.com first. Browse through some 7,000 boot choices from great brands like Ariat, Boggs, Mountain Horse, Ovation, Smoky Mountain, and more. Outfit yourself in the latest and the greatest. And don't forget your horse. EquestrianCollections.com offers some 400 blankets, sheets, and coolers from Buckus, Amigo, and Rambo by Horseware, Hug, Kensington, Triple Crown Custom, and Weatherbeta, just to name a few, your horse will be warm and dry and stylish this winter. Not sure what type of saddle pad you want? Well, go to Equestrian Collections because they have over 600 different choices. No matter whether you ride English, Western, or bareback around the backyard, EquestrianCollections.com has the most amazing selection of brand name products you are going to find anywhere. So stop by today, EquestrianCollections.com.
So blue, you're climbing the walls of your pink bedroom. Feels like the world's leaving you behind. But girl, I got good news. There's a storybook ending. It's waiting for you. See what I do. You know it ain't nothing we ain't all been through. I cried those tears once upon a time. Yeah, I wore those shoes. Let our sister just listen. Your wish is gonna come true.
That was Settle Down Cinderella by Patty Hill. You can find all of her music at pattyhill.com. We are coming to you live today from the American Equestrian Trade Association in Philadelphia. We're brought to you today by our title sponsor, Omega Alpha Equine, who wasn't here this year, so we couldn't get them on. We didn't see them. They usually only come in the summertime to this particular show. I am joined by one of our great auditors, Colleen. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Glenn.
Well, let's talk real quick while we're here, because the auditors have been having a field day this weekend on the private page for auditors, talking about all the products they've bought from the different sponsors that we've done, or from the shows we've done here at ADA.
Oh, sure.
There must have been hundreds of products.
You know, so for anybody who's not familiar, if you become an auditor, you become a member of the super secret, super exclusive auditor board on Facebook, which is really fun. Yeah, there's it, there's such a dialogue going on all the time. And this weekend in particular, it was so overwhelming to see the number of people that posted that had tried products from different sponsors or products that you've talked about on the show. Like, I went down the thread and there were at least 50 comments when I looked at it. And that was, I think, on Saturday. And there were a lot of pictures, and some of the lists that people posted were just kept going on and on and on. So it was, I mean, it was really cool. And I love it when people share pictures on there of their ponies with their blankets on or anything else like that. So,
and the cute, cool, tiny little models from Carrots just ran by. They do it. Carrots does a, what do you call it?
A fashion show.
They have a runway and everything. Yep. And they have these cute little girls that model the little kids stuff. And they're running around here all weekend.
Oh my gosh. So and sometimes they have them do just to show the britches. They'll do like cartwheels and splits and everything else. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that the britches.
Yeah,
can
but
be
you'll
that,
never
but
be doing.
I'm not going to be doing a split. Not me.
If you want to become an auditor, I'm telling you, they have so much fun. We're trying to get to 100. We have 95 or 96 now.
Getting close.
We need four more, and it's as little as $1 a month to become an auditor. One of the nice things I like about that auditor page is it kind of has become a focus group for the Hearst Radio Network too. Is I'll post in there, well, you guys like this or don't like this, and they'll give their feedback. But it's all very positive. It is one of the most active Facebook groups I'm a member of.
Yeah.
In there. And you can do that. Just go to horsesinthemorning.com. There's a banner in the middle of the page that says auditors. And you can go over there. And as I said, for as little as $1 a month, some people give up to $25 a month. That's completely up to you. We're just glad that you're helping support the Horse Radio Network. And I want to mention that 50% of the money that comes in every month gets divided up amongst the hosts. So it gives them a little, because they don't make much money doing this. None of us do. But they get a little extra boost and they really appreciate that.
I have my autographed Horses in the Morning mug. It's like a collector's item.
Well, and that's one of the things at the certain levels. At the $10 level, you get an autographed mug. At the $25 level, then you get the hat. You get the baseball hat, which I've been wearing around here all weekend.
That's pretty fancy. But the fun thing too, Glenn, with the auditor board, it's not just a lot of times the conversation will continue about one of the shows, or it'll just be completely random topics about the horse world. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they post in there about they're having a problem with their horse. What do you do about this? Or, you know, it just has become a really cool community, you know, within that private page. So check it out on the auditor board today. Well, you know, one of the long-time listeners will remember, and I mean, we're going back a couple years probably. We used to get regular monthly updates from Erin at Sidelines Magazine. She used to come on once a month and give us updates. Sidelines Magazine has been around for a long time, but they just switched to new owners. And we have Bradley and Lisa with us. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you guys are part of the new group over at Sidelines, right?
Yes. Yeah. Bradley Sprague, one of the new owners. My partner is Bob Bell of the Classic Company. And we have,
tell us what the Classic Company, for those that don't know, what is the Classic Company?
Lisa answer
okay.
that.
The Classic Company is a horse show management company, been in existence for over 20 years, producing events from Atlanta, Georgia, at the Georgia International Horse Park, to Charleston, South Carolina, out to Gulfport, Mississippi, Pensacola,
is it all
Florida,
hunter jumpers? Is there...
It's all hunter jumpers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So you guys are Classic Company, bought Sidelines. Tell us about, for those that have never heard of Sidelines Magazine, give them kind of an idea of what it is.
Sidelines Magazine is a magazine based on horses, people, and style, about the equestrian lifestyle, basically, involving hunters, jumpers, eventing, dressage, and
polo.
Some polo, yes.
Yeah, because I think it's just so you can put the hot polo guys in the pictures in there, because that increases subscriptions.
It makes the job more fun for all
yeah,
of us,
exactly.
Right?
What horse girl doesn't want to look at hot polo guys? And I don't think they make them that aren't hot. They just all seem to be. So, and you guys, are you based out of Wellington?
The magazine was based in Wellington, and right. Now the offices are going to be moving to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. So is there going to be any changes with the magazine now that we have the Classic's taken over?
Yes. We're going to make it a little more current. We're changing the kind of the look of the magazine, both outside and inside. It's going to be a new format. Like I said, a more current, up-to-date. more of a lifestyle magazine.
If you were going to compare it with a mainstream magazine, you know, outside the horse world, what would you compare it to?
Well, my kind of idea, and Bob, both of us have come up with Architectural Digest meets Garden and Gun meets People Magazine.
It does have, and I have to be honest.
How's
okay,
that?
I'm going to be honest with
how's
you.
How's that for a blend?
When Erin was coming on with us, because we're kind of a goofy morning show, right? When she was coming on with us, we were kind of leaning toward the People Magazine stuff.
Right.
Because it was so much fun, and you were the only ones doing it
right.
in the horse world.
And we're going to continue that, because okay. I think that was a very important part of this magazine's success.
Yeah, the brand. It was really part of the brand. When you said sidelines, everybody got a certain picture in their mind. Of,
correct.
You know. So is the website going to continue to be an important part of the brand?
Yes, the website's actually become more important than it has been in the past.
It's in the past they've tried to develop it, and I'm glad to hear that, because I think it can go so much further than what it has.
We both agree, Bob and I, both the app that you can use on your smartphone and the website itself is going to be much more prominent.
And I think there a misconception too is that it has always been, this is what I've heard from people, is it's just a jumper magazine or just a jumper with a little polo, and that's not true.
Right.
The dressage is in there, and you know.
Right. We're gonna touch on all of the disciplines in by looking at the individuals in each sport that are of like highlighted interest.
Yeah, it's more personal stories and
correct.
Lifestyle stories.
Yeah, and where they live and where their farms are, and you know.
And the other thing about sidelines too is the pictures.
Yes.
The pictures have always been fantastic.
Yeah, and we're actually gonna improve that by adding more pictures.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations,
thank
guys.
You.
That's
we're
thank
really
you.
Excited.
Where can they get it?
It's distributed at all the major horse shows across the country and into Canada. And, of course, the tech stores are online. There's a subscription. You can just apply
for. Yeah, we just lowered
the subscription
online. Cost from $29.95 to $9.95.
Per year?
Per year.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And is it monthly or every other month?
It's
or?
Monthly.
It's monthly.
So less than a buck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Yeah,
I don't know why you
we want that. Everybody to have it in their hands.
Wow, that's terrific. And is it sidelines.com, Sidelines Magazine? What is the website?
SidelineNews.com.
SidelineNews.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Congratulations. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you
we
so
want to get you back. We'll talk to you about getting back on the show. We love the gossip from Sidelines Magazine.
Right.
So
we'd love to be back.
All right, cool. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks,
I'll be
Glenn.
In touch.
Thanks for your time.
Take care,
thank
guys.
You.
That's Sidelines Magazine. And that's going back a long way for listeners who have been around a while. We remember that we used to do that a long time ago. And now... did you have a highlight of the show?
Did
we
I
always
have
talk
a
about
of
that,
the show?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Product wise.
Well, it's hard to pick just one thing. I know I was really excited to go visit Pro Chaps, especially because I haven't.
Jennifer will be happy to hear
oh,
that.
Oh my gosh! Well, you know, I kept hearing and
hers.
Hearing and hearing about Pro Chaps, Glenn. So of course I had to go check them out. While I was at Pro Chaps, I actually met Colleen Rutledge, and Chinch got his picture with her. Which, you know, of course people'd rather have their picture with Chinch than me.
I sort of photobombed that. If you want to see that picture, you can go to
Go Eventing on Instagram.
On Instagram,
yes.
You'll see that picture there. So.
So I was really excited to get fitted for a pair of
you did the
Pro
full
chaps,
right?
I did do the full chaps. They felt absolutely
and you
fantastic.
Said you've never worn full chaps.
I've never worn full chaps. I never really had a reason to, but they felt absolutely phenomenal. I was ready to go jump on a horse right then and there. That and the other one, the other fun one that I saw was over at the Shires booth. You know how a couple years ago there was the big fanfare over the chicken blanket?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this year it's the dog blanket, the horse blanket with dogs all over it.
And oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it had greyhounds on it, too. I noticed that. I got to take a picture of that for
Jennifer.
Greyhounds.
I think there were maybe Boston Terriers. There were a bunch of different very recognizable dog breeds. And, of course, they have, like, the matching dog blanket, and they have, like, matching luggage, so... It's the year of the dog for anybody who wants to
outfit their outfit their critter. Well, I had a chance yesterday to catch up. He was alone at the booth here, so we couldn't have him over live. But I had a chance to record my chicken product of the show, because now you can't come to a show like this without talking about chickens. Half the world has chickens.
I have
now.
Chickens.
So you have, I didn't know that.
I
how
have
many chickens do you have?
I have 12 chickens. I'm very proud of them.
Do they perform well for you?
You know what? This time of year, I'm getting like, I have 12 chickens and I'm getting one or two eggs a day.
Is that true? It just happens in the winter?
It just happens in the winter. But you know what? Come spring, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have eggs that I just don't know what to
we
do
used
with.
We used to have around a dozen chickens too, and we had more eggs than we did to do with.
I'll have to show you some pictures later. I've got some cool ones. The Cochins, the ones with like the feathers on their feet. I've got all the crazy looking ones.
Well, I have a product for you that I found because I was seeking out chicken stuff. And I found a couple different things. But this is called Kickin' Chicken. So Kickin' Chicken, let's take a listen. Yeah. All right, everybody. I am at a booth that is Healthy Coat. And I found the chicken product of the show. I've been looking for a chicken product and I finally found it. And I'm here with Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
How you doing?
Good. So tell us a little bit about Healthy Coat.
Well, Healthy Coat, we have a product called Kickin' Chicken. It has omega-3 fatty acids, and it helps to add omega to your
okay,
eggs.
First of all, I didn't know chickens needed supplements.
No. Well, basically, you know, you want to have a better production of your eggs, so that's this will help you do that. It'll actually add the better coat to their feathers, give them a shinier coat. But yeah, it definitely helps them absorb all the minerals they need. But yeah, it is kind of strange that they would need it, but it does help them
it
out.
It does
quite
say
a bit.
Ideal for vibrant, colorful plumage.
Yes. Well, who doesn't want a colorful
yeah,
chicken?
I know. Who doesn't want colorful plumage?
And just the name alone, Kickin' Chicken. You know?
Kickin' Chicken. Now, is this only for the girls or to the.
No.
The boys can get it too?
Good too, because yeah? It does help them get all the nutrients out of their food.
Yeah, so. And they have to look good for the ladies. Yeah,
exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Do you sell a lot of this?
That's actually one of our, right behind the equine is one of our better selling.
There's a lot of chicken lovers in the world right now.
There is a lot of backyard farming going on. A lot of people have chickens because they want to control their own food.
Real quick, tell us about Healthy Coat on the horse side.
Healthy Coat on the horse side, same thing. Basically allows them to absorb more nutrients out of their feed. And
so this is a feed-through product?
Correct. It's okay. A top dressing of all your feed.
Okay.
And it allows them to have healthier coats, shinier coats, look better, feel better.
It's strictly for the coats? It's strictly for coat?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's its main purpose.
Boy, the Gypsy Vanner people must love this product.
Yes, we do very well. A lot of performing.
Frisian.
Yeah. A lot of performing horses do real well on it. So, yeah.
Okay, where's the website? All right, let's see here.
It's healthycoat.com. In the bottom here.
Oh, it's healthycoat.net. Healthycoat.net. All right, check it out. You can find Kickin' Chicken there and all the other equine products as well.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's the Kickin' Chicken. So that was my product pick for the chicken lovers out there for the weekend. I didn't know that they had products to help. You know, there's a chicken wormer too. Did you know you were supposed to be worming your chickens?
I didn't know that, and I feel kind of bad about that.
You're supposed
that.
To worm them four times a year, and it's a feed-through thing that you put in their feet. I didn't know it either, but apparently that's a thing.
I've had chickens for 5 years, and I did not know that I was supposed to be worming them.
Did they have worms? Do you know if they have worms?
I don't. They ate worms if they find them in the dirt.
Well, I want you to introduce our next guest coming up here.
We have Meredith from Phyllis Stein. And can I just say that you have the coolest t-shirts? A couple of years ago at the AECs, one of our writers from Eventing Nation was there, and she was emailing all of the rest of the writers with pictures of the designs of your t-shirts, and she was buying a bunch and mailing them to everybody.
You know what? Actually, I remember her. And that's awesome. And I love to hear feedback like that. I started the company kind of for myself. I was out of horses for about 20 years. And one day in my 30s, I woke up and I was like, I feel like riding today. And so I kind of got back into the sport. And at the time, I wanted to get something that was kind of, you know, I could wear to the barn and be kind of whatever. And I just, I couldn't really find anything out there that fit my own personal style. So so I just made a couple of t-shirts for myself. And, I'd wear them in horse shows or whatever. And people started going, oh, you know, where did you buy that? Where can I get one? Can I buy that one? You know, the one I'm standing
take
there
it off.
Sweating in, you know? So, so I took a couple $100 and I took a chance, and I think I made 24 shirts or something. And I've been very fortunate along the way. I've had some really great people give me a lot of really great advice and push the product really hard, which has been great. But
if you want to be a female entrepreneur, what are we hearing a theme with this morning? That they've done very. We've had some that have done very well, starting from nothing. you know, with borrowed money or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm still on borrowed money. Let's just be clear here.
Or out of the trunk of your car.
Yeah. 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 I mean, just doing it the old-fashioned way.
Like, I have sold shirts off my back, you know.
There
and so,
you
go. But it was good. It gave me a little bit more confidence, you know, to go
forward.
But
before you go on, I have to know, because yes. Your name's Meredith.
Yes.
So where does Phyllis Stein come from?
She's my alter ego.
Oh. Do we have to worry about them?
What? No, no. Okay, she's a little sassier than me. She's a little darker than me sometimes or whatever.
Kind
but
of like Sasha Fierce, right?
Yeah. And yeah. Mostly everything is inspired by my experiences with my mayor, who teaches me, humbles me, and scares living daylights on a regular basis. So,
female ones and horsey ones. They all do that.
Exactly.
Well, tell us about the shirts. Like the one you're wearing now. Okay, so let me read it here.
Yes.
It's OMFG across the top, which we don't need to say what that stands for.
No.
And underneath it, it says, jumps are bigger than they appear.
Right.
I love that shirt.
So, and I think it's, for me, it was, I moved up from, you know, the 2'9" to the 3 feet, which is nothing to brag about, really. And
That 3 inches is like a mile.
Well, not only that, but it's like you can be schooling at home and everything's fine and dandy, and then you get to the show, and the thing is, like, to me, I'm like, it's an acre wide. and sometimes even I don't even want to know beforehand, you know. But I remember the first time I moved up about 2 years ago, it was just like, this can't possibly be 3 feet. My coach was setting me at 3 feet. I'm like, you're lying. It's 4'9". It has to be 4'9". Like, there's no way it's not. So
you've run into that.
And a lot of people
relate
to
for
that,
sure.
Right? So
so tell us about some of the other designs. What do you have in some of the other shirts?
Gosh, what do I have? We've got a couple that's done really well. The first shirt I ever made was the one I made for myself, which is breeches and boots and whips and spurs. Mm-hmm. And then I had a couple Western people emailing me going like, do you have anything for Western folks? So I did another knockoff of breeches and boots, and I did bites and bucks and kicks and rears, and that one's done really well.
Because we've all owned that horse.
Right? I know. And they both describe my mare. Hunter Land, Hurry Up and Wait has done pretty well. People, that resonates with people. You're now being
so
judged. And I think that there's a perception, I know, like, from, you know, my people that live in the normal world of what the horse world is all about, and that everybody's, you know, sort of hoity-toity, and that's not the case. I find in a lot of instances, equestrians are actually, I'm not going to say necessarily the most down-to-earth, but I think to ride horses and be involved in the sport and to partner with a large animal like you do, you really have to, you have to be able to be humbled, and you have to be, I think you have to have a sense of humor about the whole thing, right? Because stuff goes wrong all the time, and you can't let it drag you down. So I kind of like to celebrate the, I don't want to say darker parts, but the parts of the sport that maybe not everybody talks about, but there are definitely truisms across the board, you know?
Well, and I think anybody that would be out and about and see you wearing your t-shirt, even if you're, you know, out at the grocery store or wherever, if you're an equestrian, you can relate. It's a little bit of fun humor, and you
right.
can, oh yeah, I can absolutely relate to that.
Right. And you can still, you know, like I used to say, like, go from the barn to the bar. Like, I could wear this t-shirt with jeans to a bar, and like, people might not know. People that might see it might not know it has anything to do with horses, but it just looks like a rock and roll t-shirt. Like, you know what I mean? It's not the black t-shirt with the Appaloosa running through the snow on it type of thing. So,
which is what we're used to seeing.
Which is what I saw when I
and
was like,
well,
this doesn't
work for
me.
And this is much more kid-friendly, we'll get it. This is, you know, because my wife looked at the designs and she didn't get them all. And I said, yeah, but your teenager to your 20s and 30s are really going
to
get them.
Yeah, well, like, yeah. We seem to resonate fairly well with, like, I would say the 20 to 45 market. You know, a lot of times it's people that are, you know, re-riders like myself coming back into the sport, and then there's like some of the young girls, and then some of the young girls want to wear the inappropriate shirts and their moms say no, and so this is my first time down here at ADA, and you know, we've met so many great people, and I came down with, we're kind of calling ourselves the Canadian contingent, although there's a ton of great Canadian brands
down here.
Yeah. I'm also down here with Black Knight Competition Accessories, and her sort of vision on style and design is very similar to my own. So we've had a really good time, like, meeting people and showing our products, and we've had really good feedback. So it's been really fantastic. So
I have to say, I was actually really surprised at the sheer number of Canadian companies that are here this weekend.
Right?
There's a lot.
I know.
Really are.
It's a good showing.
Shout out to Tapestry Equine Linda Howe,
who's here.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out to her. We've known her since she started coming to these shows 6 years ago, too.
Yep.
Well, and you guys must see so many brands, like, come down and evolve. And again. So it's got to be an interesting perspective for you guys to have.
You know,
right?
Every 6 months we see, are they still here? Number one. And number two is, what have they added and have they grown and have they gotten bigger?
Yeah, so that's really cool.
It is neat for us to get to see that. And I wanted to make a comment because we posted a picture of those boots on our Facebook page. If you go to Horses in the Morning, you're going to see some tall boots that are just incredible looking. And their company, how do you say that company? Is it Deniro?
I thought it was Deniro.
Deniro?
Deniro Boots.
I believe it's Deniro. Yeah, okay. I know they're gorgeous.
Well, they have plaid designs on the tall boots. They're stepping out. They must be an Italian company.
They're beautiful.
Are they Italian?
You've got floral designs. Yeah. You've got American flags.
I posted a picture and everybody's like, I want one of those. Well, everybody, I think for the ones I took a picture of in the end row here, you're looking at what, 1,200 to 2,000?
Probably. And when I was walking up here too, I saw something that kind of looked like fishnets. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like,
they have leopard print too. So.
That'd be the alter ego coming out there. Phyllis Stein, like the fishnet.
Phyllis likes the little fishnet. You know what I'm saying? Little fishnet in the morning.
Well, thank you so much, Meredith. What's the website?
Phyllisstein.com.
Phyllisstein.com.
Easy peasy.
Can they order on there?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
And our spring collection will be coming out at the end of February, beginning of March. So all of our new products will be up there by then.
And it's out in a lot of stores already too, right?
Yeah, quite a few across North America, Canada, and the United States, and I think one in Australia. But
oh, cool.
We're hoping to get some new American retail partners when we're down here. So
sounds great. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for your time. Great. Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Well, one of the things that we take a look at every ADA is, you know, what the retailers are seeing. This is a show for wholesalers and retailers to get together. And the retailers come here to specifically buy their product for the next year. They're also looking for new things as well as placing orders. They place a lot of orders here. It works two ways. Either they have appointments with the companies that they deal with all the time, like set across from us is Tailored Sportsman, you know, or Fitz or whoever, you know, else is in this row, or Deniro Boots, which has, by the way, been very popular all weekend. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go on Horses in the Morning Facebook and scroll down a little. I took a picture and posted it.
I think every time you looked over there, there were people over there.
I couldn't talk to them yesterday.
Yeah, you kept trying to get in, like, for hours trying to get
them to talk to somebody. So apparently $2,000 boots are popular right now. So.
And you don't have a pair?
I don't have a pair.
They would look great with your britches.
Well, we have Jennifer here with us, and I asked her to come over for a couple reasons. You're with horselovers.com.
Correct.
And are you a buyer?
I work with our whole team.
Okay.
You know, because we're basically under Choice Brands. And,
right.
We come down here and we meet with a lot of our vendors, and then we seek out any new vendors that we'd like to add to the line and for our customer base.
Well, and Horse Lovers came on board with us, and listeners are going, I know that name because of the Radiothon, the Holiday Radiothon. You heard a lot of Horse Lovers on Holiday Radiothon. They sponsored our voicemail packages that we did all day long, and we were happy to have you on board for that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fun.
That.
Jason was dialed in all day long. I had to throw things at him to get his attention in the office.
It's funny because we talked to a lot of the sponsors that Weatherbeat and all the others that had him on all day long too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I wish we could have listened to it, but you know, being heading up customer service in there, we're on the phone all day long.
Had to answer the phones. Well, you can still listen to it. It's still out there, by the way. If anybody wants to listen to Radiothon, go to horseradionetwork.com. It's right in the middle of the page.
You can
listen to the past episodes. We've had tens of thousands of people now listen to that, and we just appreciate your support.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to announce that that we can announce that we will be doing another Radiothon this year. So that the sponsors that were on board are wanting to come back
already.
And everybody had a good time.
February 1st, we're already getting ready to do it.
We have to plan it. You know, last year, because it was such, I came up with the idea before the trade show in ADA in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then it was getting the sponsors on board to see whether we were going to do it. And then, we were kind of scrambling a little bit at the last minute. This year, we have a whole year to plan it.
Was last year the first year that was the kickoff?
Yeah, it was, you know, 30 guests. We had 250 callers. We had 100 voicemails. It was a project to put together.
Lots of
20 hosts.
Lots of lozenges.
Yeah, 20 hosts.
So really famous guests.
Really famous guests. We started with Charlie Daniels, Bob Baffert. I mean, we really had some really good guests on them. Now this year we have to step it up. I don't know who we're going to get.
that's the rub. Now the pressure's on.
Yep.
Set the bar high.
And we have some. We're going to be mixing up some of the hours this year coming up. So we'll mix them up a little bit. We'll have. I already have a commitment from Jenny and from Leslie that Eventing Nation and Horse Nation will be the last hour again.
Oh, that was so much fun, wasn't
it?
That was fun.
And we got more reaction from that saying, you got to have them back. Well,
great.
I think as long as there's alcohol, they'll be back.
And what better way to finish the day?
That's right. With alcohol and Eventing and Horse Nation. It's perfect.
Horses and alcohol.
That's right. Well, tell us now, what do you look for as a retailer when you're coming to these shows? How important are these shows?
They're really important as an, you know, as an internet company, because you don't get to touch and feel a lot of the product. And,
you know, a lot of stock photos
don't always give you that same, you know, products tend to go flat sometimes. You know, we're, you know, the you know, internet companies are evolving in that there's more YouTube videos and, you know, there's a little bit more ability to see lifestyles and actually see the products.
And with social media.
Yeah.
Facebook.
And, yeah. Well, that's a, it's a whole interesting spin. I think you have to be under 30 to understand it. We've come across that we need young people because they're like, oh, just do that. And I'm like, I don't understand.
I don't know what all those codes mean. Yeah. I don't know what those hashtags are.
What's that hashtag?
I don't know what hashtags are.
Hashtag Ada.
Yeah. Hashtag
was a very different meaning when I was in high school. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, me too, actually.
So And I think looking for new things, you know, something that we think that the consumers, you know, our customer base is going to be interested in. You know, Horse Lovers is also promotes a lot of closeouts and sales, and we have our flash sales every day. We have deals, you know, the deal of the day every
by
day.
By the way, if you want to, I do two things every day. I go to Horse Lovers, look at the deal of the day.
Do you?
I go to Amazon to look at their deals of the day,
oh,
you know,
okay.
For the electronic stuff I'm looking for. Don't tell my wife. So there's two places you have to go to Horse Lovers every day because the deals are, I mean, we're talking 40-60% off.
Yep.
It's really good deals.
Yep. You know, and our marketing department works really hard to, you know, plan those out over 30 days to make sure we have a nice, you know,
well,
selection.
And also
of them.
Get there early in the day because sometimes
yeah.
they sell out.
Yeah,
so
they do. Yeah.
What time do they go up?
Today's is sold out.
I think it's a noon to
really?
Noon.
Really, Jennifer? Noon Jennifer's talking in my ear. Did you say today's is sold out already?
Deal of the day, sold out, gone forever.
Well, that means it'll change at noon. So whatever was yesterday's is sold out.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So you better be on at noon today.
Yeah, that's right. Get on at noon. Is there an email or something that goes out that they can sign up for
that?
Yes,
they can sign up and go right onto the website, and it's to sign up. It's the deal of the day that is the email that we call, but that you get call outs for anything.
So that comes around noontime then that day?
I'm not sure when the marketing department will send those out. I think it varies.
Okay.
Depending upon, and they will extend. A lot of people will email us and say,
I missed it.
I missed it. You know, how long is it going to last? And, you know, we call them the deal of the day, but if we have inventory or if we had success with it, or, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, consumers coming on and, you know, liking it, we'll extend it if we still have inventory, and we get the feedback from the customer that says, can you do that longer?
Yeah. And I know you guys do a lot of different things. We had the sweepstakes that we talked about over the holidays.
They've been a very big success.
Yeah. And the winner was from California this year. I believe a girl from California, right?
Yep.
Who's also an eventer, I think.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And we had the event. It was an eventer from California that won for the Rolex trip as well.
And they knew each other, I think.
I'm not sure they knew each other, but the girls, they just had a blast down at Rolex.
We had them on. They were so excited.
Oh,
her and her dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and they have a great backstory.
Yeah.
And it was just a whole fun. When you talk about the social media side of it, if you follow us on social media, we had so much fun with them. It's just going. They got to go out on the course, and you know, we really tried to make it just a
they got
huge...
like $5 million worth of stuff. I mean, it was like
we shipped
huge.
It to them in a pallet.
They had to
on a pallet.
Ship it to
wow.
you.
Yep.
Oh,
we actually brought
it, bring it home in a suitcase.
Yeah, we actually brought it back to our warehouse in Hazleton and shipped it out on a pallet to them to California.
That's how much stuff it was.
Can you imagine a pallet showing up at your house?
Yes,
cool.
Exactly.
A whole pallet.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the most exciting part. I mean, because even the girls that have to, you know, reach out to the vendors that are our sponsors for those things, and they get so excited of, you know, what sizes
what
do they wear,
yeah.
whole outfits they got for them. So
oh, that's so exciting.
Really,
and we make a
so
big effort to make sure they're not getting duplicates of anything. So like each of the vendors, we ask them to, you know, we want them to get the whole plethora, you know, dress your horse, dress your rider. You know, it's
and this
just
year
whole,
was a Disney trip.
Yeah.
A horsey Disney trip. You get to go do all the
Disney
horsey.
Trip?
Yes.
Oh my
God. You get to go do all the horsey Disney stuff.
I'm geeking out right now.
Yeah, she loves
I love
Disney.
That. Yes, I do.
I worked for Disney a long time.
Did you really?
Yeah. For
I
10
didn't
years.
Know that.
Yep.
Really? What department were you
I
in?
I worked for the store, the Disney store.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I was a cast member.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, a cast member. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Well, we're hoping to get back there and do make our show from Disney at the Barns at Disney World, an annual event.
Yeah.
We did it last year and had so much fun. So
and that's the one place I've never been was to the riding part. You know, I've been to the parks.
You got to get over there this year when you go down.
I really, really want to. Well, I'm planning a trip down for
take
my special
ride.
Big birthday. That's this year.
Take the trail ride. Do it all.
Supposed to be a lot of fun.
It is.
And then we were planning an additional taking them to like Ocala or something for the day as part of her win.
Well, bring them by the studio. They can sit in on a show.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Right.
They can come sit in on a show. That would be fun.
We'll just crash.
Or just come in and crash.
Glenn, we're here.
Yeah, that's right. That works too.
The horses in the morning. Party.
Yeah, that's right. So what are you seeing at this show? Are you seeing any trends? Anything that
I saw a couple interesting things that kind of excited me. It's like a whole new product. I was over at Asmar Equestrian over there,
yep.
And she's making a jacket and a kind of like a tunic out of scuba material, like the material that's on the inside of your scuba gear.
Yeah. Okay, what's the purpose? Are we going underwater? We're not supposed to be underwater.
It doesn't have the waterproof.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No. It's a whole seahorses we're getting into. it doesn't have the waterproof membrane. Like if you're, I'm not a scuba diver.
Like a wetsuit.
It's the inside of the wetsuit. Okay. So that kind of that foamy material. And I put the coat on and it was so comfortable and it's supposed to have a warmth in the movement of it. And Huntley Equestrian as
well. Makes sense. Yeah.
She's also doing
one. That's why people wear the wetsuits, right?
Yeah.
Because they're warm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought, well, what did you just fall upon the fabric? I'm just curious to see if it's going to become a trend, you know, in the industry, if it's successful with a couple of vendors that I saw that are using it. So that was kind of neat. And then there was another company called Rock Fish, and he has a very interesting welly.
I missed that one.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. He's over by Shires. They're going to be a distributor working with him. And it's a nice welly boot that I'm curious to see the reaction to the industry, you know, putting them on.
I
will definitely be getting a pair just to give them a try.
You know what? Now that you mentioned it, I actually did see them.
Yeah. Because I asked him where the name came from. I was like, you know, because he has it, you know, the logo on the boot. And I guess they originally started out as a clothing company. So, but he has a nice backstory and the boots are beautiful.
They've got a lot of colors.
Yes.
Too, which, of course, I get excited about.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you need more than one pair.
Oh, of course. you have to color coordinate.
Yeah. Yeah. So those were the two big things that I saw. Unfortunately, I don't get to spend as much time shopping as I do, you know, meeting and, you know, making sure that the vendors that we work with are, you know, we're moving forward and seeing all their new exciting things. So,
well, it's horselovers.com.
Yes.
And again, we thank you guys for your support for the Radiothon.
Oh, this has been fun.
We're looking forward to this year coming
up. Yeah, going forward with it.
We also want to say and announce that you are our title sponsor for Road to the Horse this year. This is the first time we're announcing that. You're going to be our title sponsor for our Road to the Horse coverage. We've been the official radio network for Road to the Horse for years, but this year it's changing a little. Tootie called me up one day, who runs Road to the Horse. She's the force behind Road to the Horse, literally. And she called me up one day and said, Glenn, I want you to do, and they've never done this before, I want you to do play-by-play coverage of the finals on Sunday. RFD TV does a TV show, but that comes out 2 weeks later. So the only way people at home know who won the competition is on Facebook with just pictures and things.
Okay.
So we're actually going to do radio. I got Mary Kitzmiller, who's competed at Road to the Horse twice, is going to join me. And we're going to do 4 hours of live play-by-play on Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun with the help of Horse Lovers. We're getting that accomplished.
Yeah, we're so excited.
That is one of the very few events people don't realize that Road to the Horse is one of the very few events that sells out the Alltech Arena every year. I mean, there isn't a seat to be had.
It's got a following.
It does. Mm-hmm. A huge following. It's been happening for years, and we're just excited to be part of it. And I'm not a horse trainer, but I find it fascinating watching those horses go from totally unbroken, untouched to what they can do with them in 3 days in a natural, kind way.
Correct.
You know, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah, it's a very exciting event.
Clinton Anderson's there this year, and I think Richard Winter's there this year. So
okay.
Nick Jennifer's going to have to help me with the name because he's a new one I didn't know before. So they have three competitors there this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Because it's just three. They compete every year, right?
Three, yep. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're glad to have you guys on board.
Absolutely.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks
a bunch. Well, we have another person. It's convenient that you just sat down here. Michelle is the president of WeatherBeta. And now that we're making announcements, let's just start with the first announcement. And then I have to thank you also for the Radiothon and your support for the Radiothon. We're looking forward to 2016.
Yes, so are we. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. You were so much fun. It was so much fun putting that together and working with you guys because you helped us put bits and pieces of it together all day long. And, you know, we value that we have sponsors that are willing to play and have fun with us, too.
Right. When we had Colleen, so one of our CSRs who did a little morning kickoff.
Did the opener.
The opener, yes.
And then you were there to kick off the day.
Right. It was great. It was
followed
a lot of fun.
Followed by Charlie Daniels.
It's a good follow-up.
You were the lead-in.
I was the lead-in to Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, that's right. Next year, we're going to make you sing. See?
Well, how about we just make me the lead-in to someone else is equally as fabulous.
Well, we're also excited to make an announcement that you are our title sponsor for our Rolex coverage this year.
Yes, we are.
Rolex is such a cool event. I mean, we've been going for 20 years, and I know you guys have been there forever. And represented,
probably equally as long.
Yeah, I think so. And it's just, you know, we're excited. We get to go provide some of the color. We don't do play-by-play there because that's kind of, the USEF has that wrapped up. But we provide the color. We get the, you know, we get the riders on. We talk about the products there because it's as big a shopping event as it is a competition.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
And of course, it's Eventing Nation's height day. It's a show they look forward to all year long.
Oh, we get very excited, Glenn.
Yeah, they have a whole crew there doing coverage everywhere.
And let's not forget the famous or infamous EN tailgate.
Yes, which we were at before.
I need an invite to that.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
The first year they did their tailgate, they had one tent. And then there were so many complaints about there being 2,000 people into this one tent.
Wow.
It was packed.
Definitely sounds like something not to be missed.
They ran out of booze. They had to do booze runs.
You might not want to pass that out to too many people. You're going to end up with 2,000 times.
The booths are bigger this year? Do you know?
I'm not sure all the details yet for the booth this year.
I know they're putting you at an end, I think, because...
Spillover. I think that would make sense. I know last year there were a lot of great contests, and I think everybody was running around with like their EN tattoos on, temporary tattoos on. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun, whatever's...
I helped do one of the contests the first year. I emceed one of the contests, and that was a blast.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun. But we're looking forward to having you guys on board for that. And, you know, one of the things that we've bought from WeatherBeta from the day, literally, that you came to the United States when my wife and I had the horse stuff company, we bought WeatherBeta products. So we've been with you since that time. We were talking about it last night at dinner. And you've just innovated and been so cool with all the different products, and you're still innovating. So tell us about a couple of the new things.
So there's a number of things that we're doing. What we basically did was following up on the research that we've had done previously over the past year or so, really building on the whole comfort and fit of the horse and how important that is to the horse and, of course, the horse owner, and making sure that the products that we are developing and introducing are innovative, are technologically advanced, and really connect back to the comfort and fit of the horse. So our new collection, taking a lead from that, is the Comfortech WeatherBeta blanket collection. And there's a lot of really great innovative features that go along with that, some more huggability. So some real products that kind of wrap the horse to ensure that there's no gaps. The wind can't come in. Adding some additional safety features. So there's features to the entire blanket all the way around, ensuring that that we've got the visibility. So when the horse is out running around late at night, you can identify where they are. We have a really cool Thinsulate blanket. So if you're kind of standing in the booth and you pick up the Thinsulate versus the other, there's a significant difference, but it provides a 300-gram fill, so that heavy blanket, but within a much lighter weight blanket. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing as we move into next year, and have had some great response to it.
It's amazing too, because you think with all the blankets out there and all the technology and innovation that's been done, there's nothing left to do, but you guys do every year.
Right, you're absolutely right.
I would
say that we probably scratch our head a little as well and say, okay, now what?
Yeah.
You know, now what do we do? Where do we get the next innovative idea, and how do we continue to just put different things
We've
out there?
We've come a long way from the canvas rugs back
come
when...
Come a long way from canvas.
Well, yes. Just for example, the anti-static fleece cooler that you had out recently, that right. was really
Which
innovative.
Needs our Jennifer's horse speaker. Yeah. Just freaks out every time she takes right. it off.
Well, it's been quite successful, so now we have it in a new color. So now there's two colors ah. of the same blanket, where we brought it out in just the black previously. So now we've got a new color. So yes, it's been a great addition and yes. kind of calms that. You don't have to worry about the horse bolting or kicking or doing any other such damage.
And then looking at you like, what did you do to me?
Right, yeah, exactly. That face of, hey, this is not what I was expecting, Mom, Dad.
What jumped out at you yesterday when you were at the, we went to the press event for WeatherBeater?
What jumped out at me? I was actually really excited about the new Dublin tall boots.
Hmm.
I agree. And again, you know, it goes back to that whole research model. So really understanding, trying to determine what is the customer for us really want? What is the rider looking for? And as you know, all of our Dublin product has been designed by riders for riders. So we really listen to the needs of what our riders are looking for. And we've done extensive research. The original plan was actually to bring the boots out a year ago. And we just felt like we needed to do a little bit more research and make sure that it was the right product and the right fit, that we had the right heights, the right widths, and then all of the great details within it. And I know that you tried them on, I believe, yesterday.
I did. I tried them on.
And we're happy with the fit. And that's exactly what we're finding as well. So we've had a great response to that. And we had a fun GWP this time, which is a little bit new for us as well. We have a great Dublin umbrella. So with the purchase of our Galtimore boot, you get a GWP along with it. So a nice bright green.
What's a GWP?
A gift with purchase.
Oh, okay. I should know that. I was a retailer.
Right,
but
with purchase. So it's a great Dublin, our Dublin green, and then it has our great logo on it. Real nice size.
Which, by the way, if you're going to Rolex, bring it along because it always rains one day.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, we have two boots within the line. So we have an entry-level boot that is a $229 retail, and then we have the elevated, which has full European leather inside and out with a lot of their great features in a dress boot and a field boot, and that one is $279.
Are they zip boots or are they not zip?
They are both zip boots. Zip boots. Okay. Yes, so both the field boot have a back zip with a great cover over the bottom and then a nice long tab so that when you're trying to put that boot on, you've got that good tab to be able to cinch it up tight.
Yeah, because the small tabs are tough sometimes.
They are tough sometimes when you're trying to get it in just the right spot. And then the dress boot is actually interesting because it's got an inside zip. So it's kind of angled around the ankle and up the side so that it's not interfering with any of the look or feel when you're riding or competing. But it also is not rubbing against the horse or the saddle or, you know, anywhere that it shouldn't be. So again, a lot of research went into that to make sure that it was the right fit.
And the fit on that one, I have to say, I tried that boot on as well. It felt really great. It was nice and like fitted in the ankle and it just felt like it had a very secure fit on the leg.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it did.
Very interesting design, too.
It has a really nice, the narrow ankle, which is what absolutely everyone wants when they're out there riding and competing, elongating the leg, the nice Spanish top to it in all of the levels.
And you have new luggage. You're bringing back luggage.
We are bringing back luggage.
So didn't you have luggage years ago?
We did. Actually, we've had it in our line, but it's been on the Roma side. So
right, and I thought we had some of that years ago when we were selling.
Right, yes, and I'm sure you did. Yeah. So it's always been in the Roma line, but with the expansion of the Dublin product line, Dublin is really about the rider. So a couple of years ago, as we continue to evolve all of our brands, we made the decision to make a clear separation between product for the rider and product for the horse. So anything for the rider will fall under the Dublin line. So we relaunched it in the Dublin line. It's a great 8-piece collection. Again, great price points starting at $19.99 to the top tier, which is the saddlebag at $54. Great color, chocolate in color, nice canvas, waterproof, durable, great pull tabs. So you've got that waterproof plastic pull tab on all of them with some good pockets. So a lot of good features for that rider to be able to carry their gloves or their hairnets or their IDs, their phones, all of those kind of things. So yeah, it's an exciting launch for us as well.
The luggage looked really fantastic, and I was so surprised at the price points.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very nice price points.
Right, and Dublin, you know, where Dublin fits within all of the products, or within, you know, without out in the marketplace, we really feel like there's that mid price point that's where we belong, and that's all of the product we look to. So we design it around with that in mind. We work to make sure that the price points are at the place in which they need to be, and so far so good. We've been able to quite successfully have that really great price, so someone who can make the investment and not feel like it's something that's going to put them back a little bit.
So we have a lot of listeners in Australia.
Okay.
And they always
should I put on my Australian accent?
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So g'day. How about
there you
that?
Go. That's
it. That's about all
that's
I got.
Better than the rest of us. So but they always listen to these shows and say, "Oh, I can't get it here. I can't get it here." Every product we talk about, they can't get there. They can get these products there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our products are designed, thank you for saying that. Our products are designed in Australia. So we have our global design team, which is in Australia. But all of the design is then we worked with within each country so that it's while it's a global line, it is definitely adapted to each individual country because there is differences between the riders and what they're looking for, whether it's slight details in waistbands in breeches or just kind of subtle logo details. In Australia, they like their logos a little bit more bold. And here we find in the States, we find them a little bit more on the subtle side. So we try to then adapt it to each country.
So they can read them after large amounts of alcohol.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know what? I think you might be right. I never thought about that. But yes, so most of the products are global with a couple of nuances and differences depending upon the individual market. And also the competitors, because even our competitors and who's out in the market varies quite significantly across all of the different countries as well. But we have a great team of designers and they spend a lot of time here. And we have a great group of people that help them to make sure that we are definitely applicable to the market here.
Well, thank you guys again for your support of the Horse Radio Network. We appreciate
it.
You know, we love the products. We've been dealing with you for years. So, and we use the products, which is the other thing. You know, we believe in the product. We don't advertise products we don't believe in or use. So my wife rides in Wintex, too. So
great. Just have to come over. We've got a great new Wintec Wide.
She's on the other.
Oh, so. Okay. Sorry. Well, it's only if she has, you know, a horse that needs that type of... Okay.
I'm already spending a ton of money at this show.
Okay. My horses have actually been in weather-beaten blankets for years as well.
Great. So. Thank you. It is, and some of our customers say, our customers, not our end-use customers, say that they wish that our blankets didn't last quite as long. So could we make them not as good so that people will buy them?
This is Jennifer's note. Are you ready? She said, okay, get the Dublin gear bag for your harness and fill it with a pair of those rubber boots, size 40, no static fleece, size 75, and anything else you want.
Sounds great.
I'll send that order over to you.
We'll pull it all together. All right. And thank you so much for your support. It's been a lot of fun. And we look forward to the Rolex.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks,
great.
Michelle.
Thanks.
President of WeatherBeta, WeatherBeta.com.
WeatherBeta.com.
All right. Take care.
Thanks
so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, we have run out of time here today. It's hard to believe the show's over already.
Did we run out of time already?
We're done already.
I'm kind of sad now. I always get sad when Ada's coming to a close.
This show goes by so fast.
And it's only twice a year.
I know. It is sad because I only have to pack everything up and head back to the studio. Jamie will be back on Wednesday. We apologize for the issues that we had, or poor Jennifer, that she had on Friday when I wasn't there trying to get the show out, and then Skype wasn't cooperating, and basically Skype wasn't working. So they ended up recording a very fun show anyway. Between Jennifer and Jamie, they recorded and put it out, but we apologize for no live feed. But you can, if you missed it, just go back to Horses in the Morning on the app, on the free app, and you'll find it there. And we welcome any new listeners that have discovered us here at ADA, and we hope that you join us every day. Horses in the Morning is here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10:30 in the morning. And of course, you can find Colleen at
www.eventingnation.com.
And you can find, thank you, Lorraine. Lorraine's been here wrangling guests and taking pictures. And she can be also found in our auditors, in the private auditors page. So get over there and join that today as well.
It's a fun group.
Thank you, Jennifer, host of Horse Tip Daily at horsetipdaily.com. Can also be found on the app. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for helping out. I'll be home later today. Don't forget to pick me up at the airport.
Depends on whether or not you get that luck.
Sleep on the couch or somebody else's
couch. Thank you for having me, Glenn.
All right. We'll see you, everybody. Take care. This is the point Jennifer's supposed to play the music. I don't even know if she's still there.
It's playing.